Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Joined this half hour by former Social Security Commissioner and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. We're dispelling some of the damn lies that get told about Social Security by those that, frankly, are seeking to fund the largest tax cuts for billionaires, trillions in tax cuts for billionaires and 100 millionaires, on the backs of working class people by cutting essential benefits like Social Security, SNAP, Medicare, and Medicaid. Of course, Social Security is an earned benefit that you have earned and paid into throughout your career and your working life. Social Security helps support more than 73 million Americans. Thanks so much for spending some more time with us, Governor. I really appreciate it. Listen, we've been talking about the fact that Social Security is incredibly inefficient with overhead at 1.2%. I challenge anyone listening, Trump voters included, to find any other insurance provider or benefit provider that runs an overhead at 1.2%. They won't be able to find one. We have debunked the mythology that Social Security will go broke. It will not. We have debunked that Social Security somehow adds to our nation's deficit. It does not. It is a walled-off trust that, in fact, actually helps our federal government because the Social Security, the fund, the extra fund, the surplus dollars are used to purchase U.S. treasuries. I would like to now debunk the myth that has been now propagated by Elon Musk and Donald Trump, our billionaire overlords, that people that are here illegally, that are non-citizens, are collecting Social Security benefits. Can you address that, Governor?
Yeah, absolutely not true. In fact, illegal immigrants, so-called, people working in the United States outside of legal status, are prohibited from receiving any benefits from Social Security, nor can they even earn the benefit from the work they do. But, Maggie, they do contribute $25 billion a year for the rest of us that they'll never see a penny of. So that is a big lie. They often conflate that lie by saying, oh my gosh, look at this horrible thing. These non-citizens came to the country and they were mailed Social Security numbers. Yeah, no kidding, Sherlock. That's because that's required under the law, and the electronic and more efficient way of doing that was established actually under Donald Trump in 2017. So, and Elon Musk, when he came here on a student visa, which I do believe he overstayed, he was mailed a Social Security number so he could pay in since he was here in legal status. So that's a total lie, as is the zombie apocalypse. There are not millions of dead people roaming around Milwaukee and Racine with Social Security checks spewing out of their cadaverous pockets. Doesn't happen. Not true. Year after year, before they fired the inspector general, the audit showed that, yes, there were probably in a 73 million person program, roughly 800 people who were sent checks a month or more after they had deceased. But that, in most cases, was not a matter of somebody committing fraud by hiding granny's body, although sadly, occasionally that happened. But it's just not true. There aren't 30 million people, like a population the size of Texas, receiving Social Security benefits. Absolutely false.
Thanks so much, Governor. So to recap, it doesn't add to the deficit. It's not going to go bust. It is not a Ponzi scheme. It can't take out debt. It is illegal to pay benefits to people who are here illegally. Although those non-citizens contribute $25 billion with a B, billion dollars in their payroll taxes to the system. And no, we're not paying millions and millions and millions of dead people Social Security benefits. Any other big fat lies, Governor, that we need to debunk here? I think we're doing a pretty gosh darn good job of it.
I think we have. This is the most intelligent interview I've ever done on Social Security. So congratulations, you get the Cupid doll. A lot of people ask me at town halls, so what's the ultimate objective here? I don't know what the ultimate objective is here. Some people have even said, oh, you're scaring people by telling them that they're driving the agency into a system collapse and an interruption for a time of benefits. But that's what they are doing. And you can see that every action they take in terms of what they say about Social Security is intended to wreck public trust in the agency. Everything
yes.
they're doing operationally, cutting the IT department in half, in driving 7,000, ultimately they're going to get to 10,000 in another month, driving 10,000 people out of the agency. It's the biggest exodus of customer service staffing the agency's ever suffered in its history. It's all about them wrecking its reputation, wrecking its ability to serve the customer, so that having wrecked its reputation and having wrecked its customer service, then they can get away for robbing it. Whether they're robbing it for that $2.6 trillion in the trust fund and what they want to do with it, I think they are going to have to precipitate a presidentially declared emergency in order to get their hands on that trust fund. They'll say it's in order to get checks cranking out again. But whether it's for their sovereign wealth fund he's talking about, or whether it's to invest in the market or in the Bitcoin, I don't know. I do know, though, and have a responsibility.
I think we just lost the commissioner there. What I'm going to say this is, their aim is to destroy your trust in the system, a system that has worked for 90 years. Don't believe the lies. The only people betraying you are Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and the billionaire class. Thanks so much to former Social Security Commissioner, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. My sincere pleasure. We'll be back with more right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.